with Ali C.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous Easter weekend if you were celebrating. Perhaps you got a huge Easter basket filled with all kinds of terrible things for your waistline. It's okay. It's good to be bad sometimes, right? They say chocolate's good for you anyway. Just don't eat the entire basket in one sitting. It's kind of like Halloween. If people just wouldn't gorge themselves in one sitting, then you could kind of spread it out. Makes sense, right? Speaking of spreading it out, the GOP is doing that. You know, part of the problem, I think, with the Republicans, there was talk last week about this, that a lot of people didn't even know who was running for president on the Republican side of the aisle, which is crazy to me, but it's not readily obvious to some. So we know the usual suspects, of course, Michelle Bachmann, the congresswoman from Minnesota, Pawlenty, also former governor of Minnesota, also wanting to be president. So that's two from that state. You have Mitt Romney always in the background, and he's there again. He would really like to be president. You have Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas turned Fox commentator. He wants a piece of it as well. Donald Trump is somewhere in the middle floating around. Is it for ratings? Is he for real? Will he run as an independent? What happens there? And now another one bites the dust. Haley Barbour is out. He's decided that it's just not the right thing for him to do at this point. He didn't have enough steam to do it, so he's exiting the idea that he wants to try to make a real serious run at it. Some people in Mississippi are pretty disappointed about that, but I think it was probably the smart thing to do because he realizes how fractured things are, and because of how Haley Barbour is, really there's no in-between for the Mississippi governor. So now they're saying Indiana's governor, Mitch Daniels, may jump in because he's been mulling it over. In the meantime, Congressman Ron Paul is doing the exploratory committee thing. That just means you really want to see if you have a shot at it, but you're basically saying you would like to run for president on the Republican side. And so that's where we stand. I know you were chomping at the bit to have that cleared up, right? Not quite as clear is what in the world is going on in the Middle East. You have news that the Taliban, almost 500 Taliban militants, escaped from a prison in Kandahar out of a tunnel right underneath the noses of the guards there. Gee, do you think they knew what was going on? That's a lot of people to escape. They had been digging underneath a prayer mat for a very long time, and finally they plotted their escape at the right time in the middle of the night. So you have that happening and Syria bubbling up. The president is talking about sanctions, a crackdown in Syria. Jay Carney, the front man for the press, the White House spokesperson, had a couple of thoughts on what the administration is thinking of doing as far as Syria is concerned.
The president said, and I say here, that we strongly oppose the Syrian government's treatment of its citizens, and we continue to do that. We continue to look for ways and are pursuing a range of possible policy options, including targeted sanctions to respond to the crackdown in Syria and to make clear that this behavior is unacceptable.
Okay, what behavior are we talking about? We're talking about 4,000 to 5,000, I don't even know for sure how many, but thousands of people that have just disappeared, that have just disappeared out of their homes, or they're just shot. Soldiers have gone in and shot people in the middle of the night. Ambulances couldn't even help the injured people because there were snipers all over the place, an army officers all over the place, crawling all over the place, Syria's army. So the United Nations drafts a statement. What do you think they're going to say? They condemn the violence. They're circulating that among the Security Council members. So maybe the president tried to jump in front of this one because of what happened in Libya. And Libya is not settled. There's a stalemate going on there. Now you have this with Syria. So humanitarian efforts, it's the same thing. People disappearing, people being mutilated. Shooting any, one person described it, they shoot anything that moves like a video game, like a video game. So what do you do with that? Sanctions? That's what they're going to do, sanctions? They're saying the Treasury Department is ordering an asset freeze and a travel ban. So no business, no business for anybody coming in and out of Syria in the United States. And obviously, this violent crackdown may be on the same, actually worse, than Libya. So what do you do with the Syrian people? Can you turn your backs on those people? And the answer is not after what you did with Libya. This is what we said. I mean, violent crackdown, people disappearing and just being mutilated. It sounds much worse than even what was happening in Libya, even though people were, same thing, people were being shot. But it sounds like the amount of people is that much bigger. People killed in a funeral procession. They say 13 people just poof, slaughtered, walking with a coffin in a funeral procession. Who does that? What were those people doing? That's obviously they're burying somebody. And they just gun down all the people. All the people. Scary stuff, I'm telling you. I mean, it's a jigsaw puzzle that I don't know how you put all the pieces together. In the entire, when you talk about the entire Midwest, Midwest is dealing with cleaning up tornadoes. In the Middle East, how do you deal with that? And the answer is, I mean, you can't wind back the hands of time, but the mistake, I think one of the biggest mistakes was forget Pakistan, level Pakistan, level Pakistan. Why didn't that happen in the beginning? Boy, we could have saved a lot of time. I think we could have saved a lot of time by going in after Pakistan, you know, just going right there. Skip all the other ones in between. Skip all the countries in between and just nail them there. Oof. All right, coming up on this show, let me set you, let me set the menu for you. We will check the mail because the mailbag is full. A lot of what people wrote was about the conditions in and around their homes in Missouri, for example, where there's been massive flooding. The governor ordered the National Guard out because you have rising rivers. It's terrible. And the St. Louis airport, it's amazing it's even standing after the tornado that ripped through the airport. This is radio, but the footage is unbelievable. Close your eyes for a minute. Imagine you're sitting in an airport, any airport, and suddenly a tornado just goes whizzing right by you, and the chairs fly up in the air. Luckily, your chair didn't go up in the air, but your pizza was ripped out of your hands, and you're shocked because you're not expecting that to happen. That's what the people at the airport in St. Louis were dealing with when the tornado touched down. So more details on that. Plus, the FAA goes after another sleeping controller. They cannot stay awake. Could you stay awake for $166,000? I ask you. They're saying they need catnaps. Let me throw out the number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Skipping ahead next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
So a lot has happened since we last spoke, America. Including gold and silver still on the rise, dollar in the dumps, and gas prices up for the 34th straight day. 34 days. We are getting closer and closer to that $5 mark, my friends. Yep. I used to say that you stay in the bubble, you know, when you don't want to drive far, you try to stay in the bubble. That was kind of my little expression. But a lot of you are going to stay in your bubbles. Your friends call you up, they live an hour away. Yo, come over and play some poker. Really? Well, can you lend me some money for gas, let alone for the poker pots? And seriously, it'll make your wallet lighter, especially when you're not used to it. That's the key. There are just things... It's the way it is that people do not want to pay big bucks for, and gas is absolutely one of them. Don't think it's lost on the President of the United States. He is chomping at the bit to be reelected. He doesn't want gas prices sky high and people out of work, because that is one thing that could lead to the possibility of somebody else getting elected. All right, I want to say this before we get deeper into this hour of America Tonight. Some fun stuff. When you hear this sound, check out this sound. Sweet! Anybody out there a big motorcycle rider? If you go to AmericaTonight.net, I'm holding up a copy of the book. I hope you can see it with the bright lights of the studio. But it's Evel Knievel. And I'm giving away in the next 2 weeks a bunch of the Evel Knievel books. And it was done by one of the great writers from Sports Illustrated. Really good book talking about how he was this legend, showman, all that kind of stuff. And if you don't know who Evel Knievel was, because depending on your age or if you even paid attention to it, I mean, he was the daredevil motorcycle man who did some pretty amazing feats and tried some pretty amazing things and broke a whole lot of bones in his body. It was back in those days where you had those sideshows, and I can remember seeing some footage of him somewhere jumping the fountains at Caesar's Palace. But the book, and I haven't read the book, I've only read a little bit of it, having just gotten a copy of it, but it looks to be really good, really interesting stuff. You know, the full barrel. I like it when you round somebody out, not the nonsense hype that they print. I mean, the real essence of who he was and why was he doing this and how did he get started and, you know, why he was so flamboyant. And he was an insurance salesman from Montana, and then he all of a sudden became this legend who did incredible stunts. So, Evel Knievel. If you hear, can we hear that sound again? That's right. If you hear that sound when you call in, that means you have won a copy of the book, and we will send it to you. How about that? And I'll tell you, like I said, I think he broke every bone in his body. In fact, In a Pickle wrote that to us. He broke every bone in his body some more than once. Absolutely correct. And also, cop says he was going to jump over Snake Canyon, and he didn't make it. Didn't make it. I don't know if there's another Evel Knievel out there. There are certainly all kinds of shows and amazing things that people do. Like you look at the extreme sports. But I don't think there's anyone that was today that is quite like Evel Knievel in his heyday and what he was able to accomplish and what he tried to accomplish. Almost, I mean, the guy was just fearless. Fearless. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm hanging in there. I remember him when I was a little kid. So, a little Evel Knievel.
Evel Knievel, yeah, on his motorcycle. Crazy.
He used to jump these big ramps on my little bike. I'm Evel Knievel. The other guy would be like, no, I am, you know. And so, of course, I guess you really weren't the true Evel Knievel. I guess I was... Oh, if it was my uncle or somebody asked this once, well, did you crash? And he's like, no. And he says, well, then you're not Evel Knievel.
Yeah, you have to crash. You got to break a bunch of those bones to earn your skins on the wall, yeah.
Yeah, so, I heard that, too, that he had broke every bone in his body practically. But he lived through it all. And I just remember his jump over the Snake River. I was a little kid. I think it was back in 73 or 74 or something like that.
Right.
And it just was just this thud. He couldn't even make it halfway.
Yeah.
The
crazy.
Came open and he was going down in the water. But anyway. I was going to tell you, I mentioned I was going into the hospital to have an angiogram done.
Oh, yes. How did that go? You were talking about getting stents put in. I'm sorry. What happened?
Well, they went in there and... By the way, I would recommend that people get healthier and not ever have to be put in that position to have one of those. Not fun. But anyway, though, turned out there was no blockages in my arteries anywhere in my heart. And I was like, that was the best news that you could have out of the, you know, the three scenarios where one, no blockage, two, blockage, and they put stents in, three, blockage, and they have to do open heart surgery. You know, so... I felt pretty good about that, and the cardiologist was a Pakistani, by the way.
Wow.
Really nice guy.
Yeah.
He came in afterward and sat down and talked to me, and he said, you know, we get a few people in here every once in a while that have a heart attack and die, and, well, you know, whenever you have a heart attack and you die, they autopsy your heart and check it out, see what you died from, you know, and they don't have any coronary disease. And I said, wow. That kind of weird, and he goes, yeah, it happens every once in a while. And he says, you know why they died? And I said, no. He says because they were too fat.
Really?
I couldn't believe he used the word fat.
Wow.
Obese or something, you know?
So yeah.
He's being nice, but he was being straight to the point.
Right.
He says, man, you need to lose weight, dude. That is the only problem you have right now. And he says, I hope this serves as a wake-up call to you to start losing some weight, and if you do, you'll be in pretty good shape. So.
Well, the good news is, like you said, you didn't have to have open-heart surgery or any of that other stuff. That's good.
Yeah. They're not going to like me if I have to come back there because, you know, not too many times you go in there and you don't have any, you know, blockage or anything, and then they're, if I go back in there again with a heart attack or something like that, it's going to be because I didn't make the choices and, to get myself healthier by losing weight, you know? So
yeah.
So as soon as my groin stops hurting, which is supposed to take about a week, 2 weeks, then it's Mr. Weight Loss Program, hopefully. But anyway, hey, I heard something today. I finally got back on the news. It was great, Kate. 4 days in a row without listening to the news or getting into politics or anything. It's like a real vacation almost, you know?
There you go.
But anyway, though, I listened to some idiot. I can't remember his name, but I don't know if he was with the government or whatever. But he was talking about how he wants the United States to start pumping out 3 million more barrels of oil a day to go from 7 million to 10 million barrels. And if we do that, then that'll break us away from being dependent on foreign oil, and it'll drop the price of gas, and et cetera. And I was just laughing. I said, is this guy for real? Is he really this stupid? I mean, who's this guy to listen to? Do you know who controls the price of oil, Kate?
Well, here's what the big problem is. You know this. Where do we get our oil? Where does most of the oil come from? Really, Canada. And some other, we do get a little bit from the Middle East, but the problem is the refineries. And who do you think controls oil?
OPEC controls the price of oil.
That's right.
Even though we don't get most of our oil from them, because we don't, you know, it comes from other countries that are, you know, not even associated with OPEC. They control half of the world's oil, and they control the price of it. And so we start pumping out 3 million barrels of oil a day.
They'll just raise the price. Market. Yeah.
They just raised the price of their oil. You know, you're not going to feed them that way. So.
No. No. But we still do have a problem. Our main problem is in the refinery aspect, because we haven't built any refineries since the 70s, and you've got to be able to refine the oil. And then it goes back to the whole drilling thing, as you already know that, too. So that's that's all wrapped into the same thing. And so you could say, really, our government controls it, because if they had done things in a smarter way, we wouldn't be dangled by a thread by OPEC. Thanks, Don. We're glad that you're feeling okay and that you didn't have to have open-heart surgery. Thank goodness for that. It is a warning, though, isn't it? Stay with us. More on those candidates coming up on the flip side.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got 2 large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
Delaney hanging out with all of you across America and beyond our borders. Thanks for joining us on the week back from Easter here on ATN. Hopefully you were rested and got to spend some time with family, or if you were celebrating Passover a couple of days before that, you're able to do the same thing. While you were gone, Don mentioned that for 4 days it was kind of neat because he didn't pay attention to anything that happened. He didn't want to hear any of the news, nothing. Didn't talk about politics, didn't get his blood pressure up, any of that kind of stuff. Maybe you kind of buried your head in the sand, too, and just let everything go and kicked back and said, forget about it, I'm going to chill with the family. While you were doing that, here's what you might have missed. Haley Barbour, who we've talked to before, has decided he's not going to grab the brass ring as far as the presidency is concerned. He's out. He's done. He doesn't want to do this. He's going to sit on the sidelines, as it were, saying that it just wasn't the right time. So now that the Mississippi governor has jettisoned, there certainly are a basket full of candidates who are out there saying they want the job. But there are some that are kind of straddling. Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas, is somebody who has a lot of followers, gets a lot of people excited about his thoughts on the Federal Reserve, that they're a bunch of crooks and we don't need it, and we're printing money like it's monopoly money. I like a lot of the things that Ron Paul has to say. Anyway, he is back into this thing. He's looking at the exploratory deal, meaning, you know, do you get the finances together, raise the money, all that sort of stuff. So you could add him to the list along with the Mitt Romneys and the Huckabees and all the people I mentioned from the get-go at the top of the show. And Trump is the iffy guy. Although his ratings for Celebrity Apprentice apparently have gone through the roof. So people, you know, he's not a dummy. He gets the marketing thing. And people do know his name. And I told you that I heard that he was really, there was a hint of sincerity in deciding that he wanted to run. But the problem he's going to have is even, I saw something about this the other day, and it's funny because I wondered the same thing. He hasn't voted. What was it? He hasn't voted since the late 80s. He hasn't voted. So he how active was he in the past? How much does that play a part of it? Should it even matter? Would he make a good president? Anyway, let's strip away all the other nonsense. Would this guy make a good president because you think he's a straight shooter or people know who he is? We know that Celebrity has gotten other people elected in other cases to other offices, but now we're talking about the president of the United States. So this will be one to watch play out. It'll be one to watch play out, definitely, as to whether or not he's really, really serious or not. I'm going to tell you about the NFL and some things that are happening, plus check the mail before we skedaddle from this hour. But we got them backed up, so let's go to the calls. Al in Canada, how are you?
Hi, Kate. Have you ever, you were talking about Evel Knievel. Have you ever heard of about his cousin, Awful Knoffel?
No.
He had a very, very short career. Somebody told me this. I know it's a joke, but he had a very, very short career. He tried to jump over President Obama's ego, and it was a kamikaze mission. And he also told me this. At Evel Knievel's funeral, they took his coffin out to the parking lot and used a catapult to fire it over to the graveyard because he wanted to go out the way he lived.
Ba-dum-bump.
Anyway, forget about the lame jokes. But anyway, you know, all of this media hubbub about this wedding, how many helicopter pilots get married in a year, would you reckon? I would say an awful lot of helicopter pilots get married every year, right? This Prince William is a helicopter pilot, right? I don't understand. The media is just going crazy here in Canada about it. Are they going nuts in the States?
Oh, yeah, because it's a royal wedding. It's not about a helicopter pilot. Listen, I'm with you, but remember Princess Diana, everybody wanted to see her get married to Charles, but, you know, because he's an heir to the throne, and William's an heir to the throne, the whole royalty thing. You're in Canada, God save the Queen, or God bless the Queen, or whatever, so for your people, it would be even bigger than in the United States, Al.
I am 150% opposed to the monarchy. You guys kicked the kings and queens out in 1776. I mean, I don't understand. The head of state of England is the queen, right?
Yes.
That's the head of state in America are the citizens of America. And that's the way it should be.
But here's what you have to realize. It's more in the
symbolism.
History of it. Yeah, because it's really about Parliament and the Prime Minister in England now. It's not, I mean, the Queen has a little bit of influence, but not really. It's more of a historical thing, a gesture, if you will.
Well, when you add up Windsor Castle and Buckingham Palace and Sandringham, she's got a big castle in Scotland, doesn't she?
Yes.
And Windsor, I don't know what they're doing between Buckingham Palace and Windsor Castle are. Every one of the members of the royal family has a big house, a big mansion. You know, Prince Edward. It's absolutely insane. And I'm so sick of hearing the media say about, the hardships that the royal family has to undergo. Working 40 hours in a coal mine, that's hardship. Being Prince William, what is the hardship about? He's probably a very good helicopter pilot, which is, you know, good for him. But where's the hardship in being a prince or a princess?
Because you have to be surrounded by those crappy media from Fleet Street your whole life, and you're under a microscope, and, hey, unfortunately you're born into it. I agree with you, listen. I agree with you. I don't feel any shed any tears for some millionaire brats that are born into the royal family.
If you pay me $10 million a day, $10 million a year, you can take a picture of me every 5 seconds.
Okay. You are so funny. All right, so speaking of the royal wedding, it's funny that he brought that up and said, who cares? Because people do care. In fact, I saw on one of the, it was probably CNN, not Fox, probably CNN, where they said, do you want to watch the royal wedding? Will you watch the royal wedding and they're taking votes of it, because in the United States, the coverage would start at like 3, depending on where you live. If you're Pacific time, it would be like 3 in the morning. Central time, 5, and East Coast, 6 o'clock. So it's, you're eating your breakfast with the Royals. But what's interesting is the poll that I saw, do you plan to watch the Royal Wedding? 73% said no, 27% said yes, and everybody is talking about Prince William and his bride-to-be, Kate Middleton. So we haven't really actually talked about it very much at all here on America Tonight, but I am having on the show on Wednesday, I'm having the actress, her name's Laura Waddell, who is playing Kate Middleton in the movie. There's a movie that's coming out about the prince and his bride, and she's the actress that played her. So I'm going to ask her what the pressure was to play her and all that other kind of stuff just for fun and see what people had to say to her about playing royalty. And it is a big deal to a lot of people, and people are talking about the memories of Princess Diana and all that sort of stuff and whatever. Guarantee, I don't think I'm going to be one of those people getting up early to watch the royal wedding. Matt, you're off. I bet you'll be setting that alarm clock so you can get up and have your crimpet and tea and watch the wedding, right?
I don't think I'll be doing that, but I did, when I was over at my parents' house, I did set up the DVR so my
for
mom...
For your mother!
So my mom could get all over that, but... I'll probably catch some highlights somewhere just amongst regular TV viewing, but I will not be sitting down to watch it.
I know, aren't we a cynical
bunch?
I'll
get my fix from The Daily Show or The Soup or some other show that's mocking it.
See, I'm probably the same as Matt. I would get it where somebody's joking about it. Although no offense to Prince William, actually, or who the woman that he's marrying. There's something about it. Look, it's like in this country, celebrities are so huge. If you can't stand the whole celebrity thing, you can't deny when you flip around on the tube, just sit on the couch for 5 minutes, you flip around, that's all you see. And they're making huge money on celebrities. You go to check out at the grocery line, and what did I see today? People magazine, there's Catherine Zeta-Jones dealing with her bipolar disorder or something. There's photos of Kirstie Alley seen somewhere. This person, I don't even pay attention to this other than knowing, because I'm a smart enough person, I know what's going on, and so do all of you. This is a smart audience. But I could care less about diving deep into it. But it's everywhere. I mean, people are really crazy about celebrities and that whole 15 minutes. That's why reality shows are so big and have created superstars of just normal people who you probably wouldn't even really care about otherwise. It's kind of like that John and Kate Plus 8 show when that came out. Hey, listen, I don't get it. I thought those people were very uninteresting. I couldn't even watch the show, but I know people that did watch the show and went through their whole divorce thing and was he fooling around with people and whatever. And these are two people I could care less about. But people were intrigued by it, and that's the deal. That's the scoop with the royal wedding and royals. Because this is the son of Princess Diana. This is her first son, and she tragically died. People, and he is close to the throne. He's just a couple away from the throne, a couple of steps away from the throne, if it should fall to him eventually. So it is intriguing to people. That's why it's intriguing. It's that celebrity factor, the I don't know, something about the fact that he's that close, I think, to possibly being the king of England. Of course, his father desperately is waiting for his shot at it, and he's there first. Stay with us.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse. 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered heart and body extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
There's one thing in the world, if I could, you know, get rid of, is that negativity in the British press and that hatefulness, that horrible, you know, nastiness that we have pervades our British media. And I'm sorry we have it, but we do. It is a fairy tale thing, and people criticize it and say we're making too much of it. But it's about love, and you know, in this day and age, anything that's about love and positivity is a welcome relief from what's going on in the world.
All right, Elton John has spoken. He says it is about the heart, after all. You heard what he said, and that's his take on the royal wedding. Which, by the way, they're saying that the day, which is Friday, they could be hit by some pretty wicked weather, lots of rain. Gee, do you think that's unusual for the UK? What will they do? Oh, terrible. Weather, we've got to take the umbrella. They're so used to it. So, does it mean the public won't be able to see the bride and groom in an open carriage? Oh, I hope not. On the way back from Westminster Abbey? Maybe it would be a closed carriage. But they're saying the forecast is calling for a risk of heavy showers. So heavy showers would mean that they would definitely be in an enclosed vehicle. There's no way that it would be open. Jeff is listening to us in Oregon. Hey, Jeff, you're on America Tonight. Hello.
Gary today. Gary Baumgarten, your partner. He used to tell you, he calls me his buddy. Mm-hmm. And I talked to the mayor where I'm from in Michigan today. He was telling me about Joe Smith is coming back again. Just want to know what you think on Joe Smith, the pastor. He's coming back to Dearborn, Michigan this year, he told me. The mayor has told me. And Shelley said to tell you, you're very, very cute like her.
Well, that's nice. I never know what you're going to throw out there, Jeff. Well, first of all, when you're talking about Joe Smith, I don't know what you're talking about when you're referring to Joe Smith. Who are you referring to?
The pastor. You know, the pastor burned the Quran.
Oh. His name is Joe Smith? I didn't even know that.
For Special Olympics.
For Special Olympics. Well, you're saying the pastor that burned the Quran, I thought was in Florida.
He's going back to Dearborn, Michigan. The mayor has told me.
Oh. He's going to visit. I see what you're saying. He's going to visit Dearborn, Michigan, because that was part of what he talked about. He talked about going to talk to, which is Dearborn, Michigan. There's a lot of Muslim people. So he was talking about going to Michigan. So that's what you're talking about.
Yes, and his name is Terry Jones.
Yeah, it's not Joe Smith.
And Gary was telling me at the royal wedding there might be Muslims there interrupting. I don't know if you heard that or not. He told me today.
Interrupting the royal wedding?
Yes.
Wow, well, they're not going to get very far because they're not going to get inside the Westminster Abbey at all. So there's no way they could disrupt it. If they wanted to be out in the public somewhere and scream things out, they could do that. But otherwise, they wouldn't be able to disrupt the wedding inside. Are you kidding? They're smothering them with the guards and everything else. They won't be able to get close to it. So they could try to pull something, and when you say Muslims, that's pretty broad. Is it a particular group that's like Muslim Brotherhood or something that's saying that they're going to do it?
Well, that's what Gary told me today. Your buddy Gary Baumgarten.
My buddy. He does a show. He does an internet show. That's who you're talking about. For people who have no idea that are listening to America Tonight. So that's his take on it. He probably read that somewhere that there might be some protests at the wedding. Interesting. I don't doubt it. I mean, I don't doubt that people would, Jeff, thanks for the call. I don't doubt that people would try to use the wedding as a platform, certainly, and that we've seen that happen, and I don't doubt that there'd be people with signs or whatever, but there is no way they're getting anywhere close to the inside of that wedding. There's no disrupting of the nuptials. That's not gonna happen. That would be the real shocker if that happened, let me tell you. The Terry Jones thing is interesting, though, that Jeff brought up, because that's kind of died down. And remember, there was so much that happened in the wake of the burning of the Quran. What he did, that's been now, I want to say 3.5-4 weeks, something like that. But when he decided he was gonna do that at his church, and had the burn the Quran day, and remember, originally he didn't go through with it, and then he did do it. What happened, and what I think Jeff is alluding to, is that he was going to file an appeal over the mosque case in Dearborn, if I'm right. And the idea of the whole background of Dearborn, Michigan, as many of you know, listening to us in Michigan, is the highest Muslim population in the United States is there. So his lawyers say they're going to file an appeal for the fact that he was jailed because he wouldn't pay a dollar for what they call a peace bond after they said that his Dearborn rally against Islam would disrupt the peace, because that was the plan, is he was going to go and protest on Good Friday in front of an Islamic center, which is one of the largest mosques in the nation, because thus the population and whatever. And the judge ordered him to stay away from the mosque for 3 years, basically. And anyway, that's the rest of the story there. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Well, first of all, L.A. Kings are out.
Okay, so we're talking about hockey.
Yeah, but now let's get to, okay, royal wedding, Stephen Harper's not going.
Yeah, was he invited to the royal wedding?
As far as I know, I think he was, because most British Commonwealth leaders were. But from what I heard, the president and Michelle were not.
They weren't invited. You're right.
Right. So anyway, now just get now. Let's get off that. Anyway, one thing. You know how the Brits are about betting. They have betting shops. They'll bet on anything.
Yes. Yes.
There's even a betting line on what color dress the Queen will wear to her grandson's wedding.
Oh, that's hilarious, really?
Yeah, I mean, that is, or in a way, that's also a bit stupid, too.
It is, but it is pretty funny.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, people are talking here. Don't forget, we have an election here next week. I'm surprised your other Canadian friend didn't bring it up. Now, the Bloc Québécois, that's that part they only give a damn about is Quebec. They had to bring out a former premier of Quebec today. That's how badly they're doing here.
Really?
So, yeah. So, and now pundits are saying that the new Democratic Party, I know, that's a party that's, you know, run by Mr. Jack Layton, he could be taking seats away from the Liberals, which could end up meaning that there could be a conservative majority government. So this is getting pretty interesting the last week here in Canada with Canadian politics, and now people are getting both the conservatives and the liberals are television ads facing the new Democratic Party because they're also they're coming up on the outside fast.
Really?
So who knows? They could even be Her Majesty's opposition party.
Ooh.
So this is getting interesting here.
No kidding. How many? We've talked about that before, about how many. It seems like every time I talk to you, you're talking about another election.
Right.
Yeah, right. Do most people, what's the population as far as voting? What's the percentage usually, Sam, of voting?
Last one, at the last federal election, so said when I went for the course on, you know, how to work at a poll booth, I think like only 53% of Canadians voted in the last election. But now, Friday, Saturday, and today, there was advance voting for people who wouldn't be in their ridings the day of the election. And from what some people were saying, there were long lineups. So I don't know if that's a good sign for a certain party or a bad sign. But,
yeah, but at least people are voting. That shows some that there's interest.
Right.
Yeah, that I don't understand. I mean, I get it. I don't understand. It's like in the United States, I don't get Sam Thanks. I don't get the lack of wanting to vote, I guess. I don't get the apathy, in other words, why people don't go out and vote. Because you hear, well, if my vote won't matter, it won't count, blah, 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 look at the polls. And I think that you could really turn that around. I'm going to leave you with this thought from Winston Churchill. He said, a fanatic is one who can't change his mind and won't change the subject.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.